From the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher. Their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher. Our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuk. And our Batman, the master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes and Training Podcast. I'm going to be one of the hosts for this episode, and my name is Vicky. Who else is hosting?
I'm Bill. Sure. So this is just going to be a brief update on what we've been up to.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe brief, maybe not.
Maybe not. Yes, exactly. Okay. So we had a rather last minute, hey, let's get together anyway, kind of visit from
Three Pedal Mafia. Okay, so just to lay it out, we've had a COVID uptick in our area after the holiday, and we had made plans for Martin Luther King weekend, because we had an extra day thrown in there, to have a cage party. And due to the uptick and the bouts, we had a couple scares, and you know, in our own household, even though it never came to fruition, we decided to postpone. But we had a friend visiting the area, and they're like, well, hey, since he's here, can we just do an abbreviated trip for a day? And I said, well, you know, if everybody's testing okay, I don't see why not. We just can't have a full, you know, garage full like we had it planned. But
last thing we want is to take down every friend that we have or can afford.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good. So
we had a small reduced visit. Hopefully we'll have the cage party in February. TBD.
Yep.
So anyway, so Mental was in the area. Flew in for a weekend from Vegas, baby.
Love Mental.
Mental's fun. Who else came?
We had Chris and Chrissy and
surprise guest appearance by
surprise Jim Wakeman, not Jeff Wakeman, Jim Wakeman, the techie brother.
El Jim A. Wait, no.
Yep.
That's not it. El Jefe? No, El Jim A.
No. Nope.
I don't know Spanish for Jim. Anyway, so that was quite fun. We rarely get to see Mental since he's so far away. So we said, of course, come on in. So we did a little prepping for the visit. We kind of got most of our stuff together. I think we had most of the supplies. We didn't have everything as best as I would have wished, but we did okay. Do you remember?
Bill was so nervous.
It's not nervous.
Okay, I wouldn't say nervous. Bill.
Like having my stuff together.
Yeah, he goes into type A mode, and everything, you know, it's like being the director of a play, you know. So I was just kind of telling him, just chill, just relax, you know, make this is fun. This is supposed to be fun.
Shut up, we're having fun.
That's right.
So we had some plans. We had some things that we were going to try to get done while they were in town. We were going to talk about some driving questions that Vicky had been having since we've been doing some Dominator Dawsons and some HPDEs and just kind of clarifying things. That took a little bit of time, nothing major there. And then we wanted to finalize a couple schedule items, because we have some schedule for 2022 is pretty much fixed now. I'm sure it'll expand.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing that. But then we had at least two cars to work on. We had several cars that we could have worked on, but we only had a minute amount of time. So do you remember the plan for the Civic, my dear?
Well, the plan for the Civic, I believe, was we were going to make sure the engine was running and that I think we were going to start preparing a layout originally for how this cage was going to work out. But surprisingly, Chris had walked in with a whole exhaust system.
Surprise to you, but not
to surprise me. To me, yeah. You know, because that is something that I was not aware of. So I had this exhaust system just kind of rolled in, and which was great because the Civic has a shortened exhaust system that they had put on for sprint race. It's fine for sprint racing, but it's shortened, not so good. What? Well, it kind of goes out before the gas tank,
right in the middle of the car.
Right in the middle of the car, and it points down, and mm-hmm. not good. So
for endurance racing,
absolutely not good for endurance racing. So so Chris had walked in with this. I was, you know, greatly surprised and happy about this. So, I have to tell you, when they all kind of walked in, I think they spent 5 minutes, and everybody just went to town. I mean, they just went at it. They no like time locusts, wasted.
In a locusts. Good way.
It was all over the place.
Instead of chewing up our wheat or whatever locusts eat when they swarm, they were chewing up our cars. And just
they were. Everybody was going at it.
Quite impressive. I had planned on being able to learn from everything that was going on, but there was so much stuff going on, I couldn't even keep up.
Everybody was in an area. They all had taken, you know, they'd all taken a section, and that was great. I know that
amazing what you can do if you know what you're doing.
I know. I honestly didn't know exactly what to do. Because I was like, give me a job. So I was helping Chris and Chrissy a little bit. So I'm sure we'll get to that.
I hope so. It's kind of why we're talking.
Yeah, I was helping Chrissy on the back end, removing a sway bar. And then I got pulled aside to do something else. And then I got kind of wrapped up in a bunch of other little things. So it was good.
Mm-hmm. So I guess mental... either got the shortest straw or is elected, whichever way you want to look at it. And he pretty much went to town on that exhaust. And it wasn't just a, you know, take one out, put one in. You had to do a little bit of fabricating, a little bit of
editing,
persuasion, a little bit of welding, a little bit of grinding, a little bit of cutting, a little bit of swearing, a little bit of singing. Thankfully, it wasn't much singing, but it was some singing, but that's okay. And then the thing that I didn't take into account was we had projects for everybody, but some of the projects, the easiest way to do them was either on the lift or we needed the projects for both cars to be on the lift, which made it the exhaust is much easier doing on the lift, but the part we needed to do on the fit was also on the lift. So we had competing things that were kind of, we had a scheduling issue that I had not worked out fully yet. So, oh, well, apologies for the delay, but we did the best we could. So what else did we do on the Civic, my dear?
Well, like I said, we took off the sway bar. We talked about lining up a seat installation, but there's that we didn't quite get to that, but we did bring the seat over for the car, which we had to make sure we're all measured in for it. The radiator, I know that Chris had brought me over, and
where were we with the radiator and what did we do?
Well, the radiator was already in, which wasn't so much the issue. It just had to be secured. And one of those, because we have a larger radiator, the piece, the bracket that we had to secure it with was either missing or it wasn't part of it. So he had me... The bottom mounts are in. So he had me and taught me how to fabricate a piece for that, which was great. And then I learned about a riv nut driver, which is awesome. And that is where you drill a hole and you put the rivet in, and the rivet itself has screws in it, so you can screw something into it. So I was working on that. And then I had to take the bumper off because we were putting, I believe it was the oil cooler on it. And the oil cooler just about fit, but didn't exactly. So I had to take that off, and he showed me what to cut. So I ended up taking out the machinery that we have and started cutting more of the bumper. It's not so much it's a bumper, but it's the bumper that's under the bumper.
Metal
support. The metal support. Yeah. So I was busy cutting that out. And I'll have to fabricate a holder for on that. But I know what I'm doing now for that. So that was pretty awesome. He gave me some tips and tricks on, you know, using very thin cardboard to bend your metal, the idea of what your metal piece should look like. So, you know, draw it out, do it on a thin piece of cardboard. So I did that.
You know, that roll of cardboard we have on top of the fridge?
Yes, that would work very well for that.
That's what it's for.
Yeah. And let me see. So that's what he had me working on, was this, the front end of this Civic part.
So where did we end up with the bumper?
Actually, the bumper is cut and it is remounted. Now I have to fabricate bumpers and brackets to hold the oil cooler on now. Mm-hmm. And once I get that in, which will sit in front of the radiator behind the bumper, I believe that would be it for that area. I believe that would be done. So the engine itself would be done.
Well, we'd have to put in the honeycomb.
Yes.
Yeah. To protect the radiator and the cooler. So,
yes.
So almost there. So, one of the things that slowed us down on the Civic was I still don't know what type of brakes and pads we have. I think I know what kind of rotors we have, but I don't know. The car was pre-built by the prior owners, and I think the brakes were upgraded, but I think they were upgraded to Integra brakes, and we were planning on upgrading them to Mini Cooper brakes. They're a little bigger, but I've got to make sure we have the right pads, so I got to get with
Chris. So does that mean that the Integra knuckles that we pulled are no good?
No, the knuckles are good. Knuckles okay. are good, but the rotors need to be changed. Okay. I think. And then I got to make sure that I know which pads to get, because it's not like, oh, it's a 1993 Civic, just go get the pads. It has been
you gotta heavily document all of this.
Yes, luckily I have a spreadsheet for just all of these good. Things
that is a good thing.
Yeah So I think we got a decent plan for the rest of the winter project as far as the Civic goes. I think it's close. Engine's mm-hmm. running.
Yeah.
A couple of things to button it up. And then we've got to do the cage and the seat and actually the seat in the cage, and then a little bit of electrical. Yeah. And then we should be good.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting.
And then theming. We got to get the theming rolling.
Well, we have the theme
idea.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
And we don't have the execution yet.
Right. So we have that to do. Well, I do know that Alan will start to be coming over, will start coming over on Wednesdays. And that will be helpful. I think that I thought it was going to be this week, but we could probably start it up next week for him. And that will start filling in the spots of stuff that we have to do. But then I know that we have the Honda Fit that's in there. I know we're going to be getting to that, but we're going to have to make room for the truck. The truck's going to have to come over very soon.
It's fine.
So that's where we're at with that.
So there's a Fit. What's the Fit for?
Fit. Freaking Fit. So the Fit is for the Grid Life Sunday Cup.
Yeah, baby.
It came in. Again, my husband's very much of, you know, do now, take the consequences later. Don't ask, just do. And I did not know this was coming. I was not happy this was coming. I have enough cars I need to worry about. How?
Well, I bought two of them.
Yes, I know. I was not aware of this. I was not happy when this showed up. I'm not sure if we had already discussed this.
Nope,
wasn't because happy. I have enough cars that I have to manage right now that I can't take on more cars. So this is Bill's project. This is Bill's pet project right now.
Yep.
It will be his job to learn this and execute this.
I got some serious learning to do.
Yes, but it looks like it's a pretty little easy thing. And the nice thing about this little Sunday Cup car, the Honda Fit, is that it does not need a roll cage for what it's going to be doing. So that is a bonus. That's going to save us a lot of time.
I would like to put a roll half cage, like seat back. Just a little extra. It doesn't have to be there for the first race.
Yeah, it might not. It's not going to be there for the first race. We have a lot of work to do. So, but you know, not having to worry about the roll cage is not a requirement because it's not that kind of racing.
It's not wheel to wheel. No,
it's not wheel to wheel. So that'll be good to get it going, but it is going to need some stuff. I think that actually having the lift in there now will speed things up. I know that the group that came, Three Pedal Mafia, gave Bill lots of tips, and they were actually taking off rotors, and apparently there's a lot of rust up underneath there.
Mental loves rust. Mental
there
loves,
was so much rust coming out of there.
Loves rust. Rust,
I think, in the peace. Car is held together by rust.
Well, we're taking those pieces off. Mm-hmm. So things were going so quickly that I honestly don't know where they stopped or what they got done. I know they were working. They took all the suspension off, front and back. And I think they put most of it back on, but I don't know where they ended up because I got pulled into another project. Do you know mm-hmm. Do you know what happened?
I do not know what happened. I know that they were taken off the knuckles. They were taken off.
Coilovers got put on.
Yeah, they're putting the new coilovers on. I don't know if they did anything with a sway bar. I really has not been over there to that part to actually look to see what was going on underneath the car. I just know that there was a lot of noise, a lot of cussing, a lot of banging.
I heard sonnets, I believe, from Shakespeare about how much they love the rust. I remember
quite
that.
A bit.
Yes. Sorry about the rust, guys. Anyway, there was also the rear hatch closure was broken, and I managed to come up with a temporary solution, which was I took the whole thing apart and took the catch off. And then Chris used his magic Mr. Honda seals and put the catch back on, and it works. So I don't know what he did. I don't think he did anything, but magically it works. So I'll take that as a win. There's still some work to be done on the brakes, and then I've got to get some tires, but that car is pretty much done. Mm-hmm. We did test the engine for compression. It's got a couple miles on it. It could use a little loving, but I think the vote was good enough. Let it roll. So mm-hmm. guess what we're doing? We're letting it roll.
Letting it roll.
That's right. All right. So part of coming to any of our work weekends is always making sure that we bribe hard and take care of everybody food and drink wise. You kind of took the lead on that, my dear. What was the food du jour?
They were stuffed peppers. I made them to dietary requirements as per what I remember last, Chris and Chrissy. I know that Chrissy is gluten-free. So she cuts all that out. So, and of course, Mental is a vegetarian/vegan, but I made all this meal of quinoa and beans and refried beans with enchiladas, and they were kind of rolled all up into stuffed peppers and cooked in the crock pot. And then it was mostly for Mental. Mental's like, oh, I just don't eat vegan or vegetarian anymore. He goes, it was too much work. And I'm like, well, if I had known that, I wouldn't have cooked such a elaborate meal. But it was okay. Bill kind of substituted, went out and got some pizza and some other stuff at our favorite local place, Pizzeria Bono. Yep. To supplement, a nice salad kind of went with. Of course, we had a stuffed fridge of lots of beverages. No beer. But next time I'll probably bring some alcohol. I think, you know, probably could have used some alcohol that day. It was so cold. It was so bitter.
How cold was it?
Oh, my gosh. We woke up to -2.
Which is cold for here.
It is very cold for here. So Bill had gone down to the hangar and turned it on. We really should try to figure out how to keep that at a very low grade. Like, even if we keep it at, you know... No. 36 or something. I don't know. We don't have to pay for it. It comes out already, but regardless. It didn't actually, it was 44 to 50 by around noon. And then by the time we were leaving, it finally made it to 57. So it was kind of cold. Poor Chrissy with her she couldn't get her feet warm. So we actually had a little supplement heater that was in the little sitting area. Yeah, we had a little Chrissy microclimate. So, I mean, we tried our best, but I think with the type of weather we were having, it was going to take a while anyway. We're just accustomed to that.
It's a pretty big space. And when I got there in the morning, it was -2 outside and it was 27 inside.
Yes.
So it that's a lot of juice that needed to be done.
Anyway. Yeah. But it was good. So everybody was fed. And of course, then you, right after we started eating, got an engine tutorial, which I was so jealous and so excited for.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me a little bit about that?
So we have like 2.5 engines for the Civic. And I think we have almost two transmissions. And those they need a little loving. So Chris started showing me how to tear an engine down and what was involved. And then we probably could have got it done quicker, except he was explaining exactly what we needed to do. And we were making some decisions on what we needed to do to have the engine rebuilt. So I know how to tear the engine down to a certain point. Basically, I took it all the way apart down to the block. I didn't take apart the head itself. But I also, we're going to have to take the head and the block over to a machine shop, which if anybody knows any machine shops in northeastern Pennsylvania, we know of one, but we're not going to pollute and say that it's good or bad. We just know it is a machine shop that works on cars. If anybody knows any, we'd love to use somebody that somebody else knows, but we're going to get the machine shop to bore out the cylinder a little bit. And there's some scoring in there that we need to do. And then also flatten the head so that we get a good seal on the gasket. And then we will rebuild it. That will require another visit. Either we go down or they come up. And then we will have one or two spare engines for the Civic in case things go badly. So right now the plan for this one is to make it relatively stock with the capability of very low turbo on one of them, and the other one's going to be the next one that goes into the Civic, because we don't know what's in the Civic right now. History wise, it could be fresh and ready to roll for 500,000 miles, or it could be last legs. So we wanted to have a spare engine ready. So that's what we started doing, and it really wasn't terrible. The only thing left, we didn't do the cleaning up part, but I know what to do. And it was just a matter of, you know, priorities and time. I can do that sometime, hopefully this week or this weekend, and that would be good. And then we have to take it out and get it machined. So that's going to be a little bit of time and a little bit of money, but no big deal. And then I think the other way we bribed was they're actually in the middle of building another 1993 Civic to replace Godzilla. And they're wrapping their headers with some heat shielding. And I gave them some of the testing heat shield coating that we make at work for testing. And that increases the thermal barrier protection of the wrap, as well as protects the wrap mechanically so that it doesn't wear out and get frayed, and not only thermally but mechanically. So they're going to be testing that on the Civic as well, and we probably should do it on ours as well. And it's getting pretty close. It looks like it's working really well in the lab, so that's going to be interesting. What else did we do? I don't think there's much left for that visit.
No, we have a bunch of stuff we have to order. I know I need to get some bumpers for that oil cooler, which like, he had shown me what
mounting
they were.
Bumpers, not
yeah, like
bumpers.
Mounting bumpers. Yeah. So we have that, and so yeah, I mean, once I get done working at work to help you guys, you know, get things caught up, I can start going down to the hangar and start doing some of this stuff.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I did. I did learn stuff. Most of it was just like clarification. Like, this is how you do it. This is the best way of doing it. Like best practices. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of best practices. And yeah, and little things like, well, you know, I've kind of done that before, but, you know, he was like, well, you know, there are different tools for cutting different types of metal, which I never really thought about. And I was cutting aluminum. So the aluminum was kind of melting. He goes, well, you know, if you did this, you could, you know, there's a different blade for this. There's a different kind of thing for that. And, which was good. You know, different discs that do different things for the grinder piece.
Grinder versus cutter.
Yeah. You know, cause, I was just doing what I thought I knew. So a lot of it was just, you know, clarification. And then we had a little tutorial on a heel toe. Mm-hmm. And I was discussing with Chris that I am. Well,
let's go back to the beginning. How did we get there?
Okay. So we were, I forgot how we got. Oh yeah, I do know. It was issues like with my straightaway still. And it was a discussion that we were having about how I feel like I'm, when you're driving and you move everything into muscle memory and then you have to think about it, it's a little bit confusing. So at the end of the straightaway, I always start feeling crowded with my sequencing of my braking, shifting and all that kind of stuff. And then he was like, well, you're going to have to learn heel toe.
You mean crowded or do you mean rushed?
Rushed. Well, yeah, I feel rushed. And that I always explained to him that I'm kind of at that I wouldn't call it a plateau, but I'm at that point of a crossover when I need to have an instructor in my car to help me with this part. It's either feeling rushed on my sequencing or having somebody that drives through the end of the straightaway that will ease some of that for me. So, and the other part, he says, well, you're just going to have to learn heel toe. You know, it's time, you need to do it. And of course, you know, until I actually saw it in level 2 HPDE class, I had a really hard time envisioning what that was supposed to be. Because, you know, people say about heel toe and how it's supposed to rest. But, you know, unless you kind of see it in action, it's like, are you heel toe all the way around? Are you heel toe only in certain parts of the track? But to watch somebody actually do it, and I'm going to have to watch videos on it too. So we got into that. So Chris just, he goes, you know, come on, come here. And he kind of hopped into the Honda Fit and he showed me how it takes place. And then we discussed when those things take place. At the end of the day, I am going to have an instructor in the car with me. But then of course, he did have me go into the car and he did, you know, show me how it's supposed to work with my feet. And he says, well, I want you to practice that. Even if you're not driving a stick, he goes, like for you to practice that on the street. So it now becomes muscle memory for you. So that is the next step. And we got a little tutorial on that. And of course, then we kind of went over on the inside of the car again about stuff that we're going to have to do on the inside.
So for those of the listeners playing at home, what is heel toe?
Heel toe is kind of when you hover your foot or you use your foot between the brake and the gas at the same time. So you're almost braking, but you're using the side of your foot to blip the car to bring up the revs up to your shifting point. So you're not slamming the car into gear and you're losing that valuable amount of speed and time. But again, it's a sketchy thing for me still. But he says, in order for you to start saving time, you're going to have to do this. So and make that muscle memory to make it more comfortable and it will get better. You'll feel less crowded if you do this. So,
what is the purpose of heel toe in your mind?
It's to ride the brake and gas, but it's also while you're downshifting, it's to help blip the car or press the gas in order to bring the revs up while shifting. So you're not braking, clutch, shift, and then back on the gas or back on the brake. you know, it's that, but you're kind of doing it all at one time. You're braking and shifting at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And your goal is to make it smoother.
Right.
Transitionally.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but it's something I'm going to have to work on, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I need to get an instructor in the car to help me with that.
And yeah. Ride with an instructor.
Yes. So I can get that end of the straightaway feel. And yeah, so that's my next segment in my learning.
So when you're thinking you're going to be starting that?
I'll be starting as soon as I hop in the car.
Okay. So you're going to practice in an automatic as well?
Yeah. He nice. Says to start. He says just start on automatic. You know, okay. Just go between, you know.
I think you're going to find the hardest part is not learning to do it, but remembering to do it until it's a habit.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yep.
Should be fun.
Should be fun.
Should be. Very cool. All right. Very well. That was our work weekend. It was short and quick, but very helpful. And we wanted to thank everybody for coming down and try to keep up to date. We are still planning our series for summarizing the cars that was requested. We're just waiting for one car to get into our possession, and then we will be doing that as well. So anything else, my dear?
No, I think that is it. I'm looking forward to now that the COVID wave is over and the massive cold spell is over. I'm anxious to get back in the garage with whatever, you know, along with whatever guest mechanic comes.
We have guest mechanics. Huh?
Yeah. Well, Alan comes over, you know, and Alex comes over. So, yeah, whoever shows.
All right. Well, if you too want to be a guest mechanic, write into.
Right.
All right. Thank you, everybody.